Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Welcome to my show, a show focused on mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. For over 20 years, I've been passionate about educating people like you on how to resolve everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. We have relationships with anything and everything, and in our lives, how we relate to every one of those makes the difference. Today's relationship has to do with my unique approach to fixing or not fixing relationships. For us to master any conflict related to those kinds of decisions, we need to understand some of the invisible influences impacting what we do or don't do. Now let me ask you, are you struggling in any one of your relationships, thinking there needs to be some changes? It's not uncommon to think when there's problems, things have to change, we need to fix something, or that the relationship itself isn't working. That may not be the case. So if you're fixing relationships, that runs through your mind, what does the word fix mean? Your definition may be something totally different from another person. Fix can mean many things. For example, it can mean dilemma, a situation in which a difficult choice has to be made between two or more alternatives. We have a dilemma and are lacking clarity. Does our life partner love us or not? Do we stay or do we go? Is our relationship salvageable, worth fighting for, worth investing our time and energy to fix? If we're finding it difficult to stay in the relationship, and that is our dilemma, what specifically is the difficulty? That question is important to answer for ourselves. Why? Because our whole relationship may not need fixing. Is there difficulty with specific things like communication, trust, or getting on the same page with the directions we're heading in? Our dilemma here isn't that the relationship is broken or needs to be fixed. Our dilemma here relates to needing clarity. And do we want to look further into clarifying things? We're the only ones who know. Fix can also mean solution. There's a problem, and we're going to find the solution. Do we solve our relationship or not? Consider this. Relationships aren't problems to be solved. What happens in them is problematic and needs to be resolved. But relationships themselves aren't the problem. Within our relationship, what specifically needs to be resolved between the two of us? And depending on what we want the solution to be, is where our attention will go. Now, this is important to hear. We can think we want to resolve things, and yet our attention is focused on us leaving. Is our solution in alignment with what we're focusing on? Play with that thought. Another definition of fix is to repair. We fix or repair cracks in the wall. We fix or repair broken hinges on a door. To repair something is to renew it or get it back to a place where it's functional again. Repairing involves preparation along with a number of steps till we have the finished product. For example, repairing a wall, we fill the cracks, sand them, prime them, wait for that to dry, and then we put on the final coat of paint. All of that takes time and energy. I don't know about you, but I haven't been able to snap my fingers and the walls are back to perfection. When we fix something, we're restoring it to new or close to new. Now, using the analogy of repairing, what would that look like when it comes to relationships? Sometimes there's a quick fix, and sometimes they need repairing. We need to ask questions. Is the relationship broken beyond repair? Or does it need time and effort in the repairing process? Regardless if those are major or minor repairs, the intention of repairing is to create renewal within that relationship. And this can easily become part of the fixing process. Fixing involves action of some kind, and making an attempt to fix a relationship, especially one that's been a part of our lives for some time now, involves having a deep value in something that already exists. How we approach repairing a short or long-term relationship can be quite different depending on what that relationship is and, of course, what the issues are. For example, someone we've been dating for 3 months versus someone we've been married to for 19 years? Does the issue involve someone who's been cheating on us versus someone who's withdrawn from the relationship because they're going through a financial crisis? Is there any value in maintaining what we have? Do we need to build on what already exists to make it better or even greater? Only we know the answers to questions like those. Going further, we need to consider things like being one-sided and trying too hard. In making an attempt to fix the relationship, are we the only person sincerely putting in what seems like all the time and effort to make repairs? If so, will the repairs even last? Also, be aware of times when we're trying too hard. This is important to hear. Trying too hard, and I mean too hard, literally causes us to lose ourselves in the process of repairing. If you find you're doing that, I invite you to step back and reassess what's actually taking place. Why? When we go inside of ourselves, we work our way to finding out what the dilemma is and move in the direction of having the solution that's right for us and our relationship. We find our way to seeing the possibilities of what can come from the relationship itself, if anything. And through that process, we gain clarity and discover what our potential fix may be. Before we go on, I'm going to sidestep here and speak a bit about times when we get caught up in trying to fix other relationships. For example, two of our siblings have been fighting for years, and we want everyone in the family to get along. Every time we're around either one of them, we're trying to fix their relationships. Ever done that? I know I have. Or our child is having problems and is struggling in high school. We think if they keep having problems, they won't pass, so we continually try to make things better for them, only to experience our child wanting less and less time with us. Here's another example. Our spouse has conflict with their family. We try to fix it and try more fixing, only to experience upset and unrest in the relationship with our spouse and with ourselves. I've personally experienced this for myself, and believe it or not, I still catch myself attempting to fix. I'm human too. If you're one of those fixers, I invite you to ask yourself, what is it that we're doing when we're attempting to fix other relationships? Consider this. We're focused on what's happening outside of us, and are fixing them because of what we're feeling inside of us. We're thinking the other people have problems and put our efforts towards doing what we can to find their solutions. Are their solutions ours to find? We want them to change so the problems go away, leaving us to feel at peace inside. That may not be the case. We're looking to others to make changes when in fact we have the unrest inside related to what they are or aren't doing. I've learned valuable lessons related to fixing other relationships as well as making decisions for them. They have to find the solutions that are right for them and their relationships. And the same goes for us. People in our lives can offer us guidance, but how can they tell us what's best for us? We're the ones who have to make the final decisions. It's our awareness of what we're doing that causes us to make changes regarding fixing others. Our awareness pulls us inside to look further as to what our intentions are and to what we really think needs fixing. It never ceases to amaze me how the process of looking inside guides us directly to our own fix, something that gives us peace inside ourselves without needing to change or fix others. Life is about learning and growing. And nothing is more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Now, going forward, we know our relationships have problems that need fixing. We've tried our best to make changes, yet there's some elements within the relationship that still cause conflict. What can we do about that? It's important to know whatever we are or aren't experiencing, our relationships have a potential fix. And let me say that again. Whatever we are or aren't experiencing, our relationships have a potential fix. Why? Because we're the ones that feel there's conflict between us and the other person. And we're the ones that can heal and resolve that conflict. Now, I'm going to speak directly to us and what our individual role is in the fixing process. When it comes to fixing any relationship, there's three options we can choose from. We accept, change, or leave. Now, there's dozens, even hundreds of ways to do either one of those, and depending on our own situation, all three options can potentially offer us the fix we're looking for. The first option has to do with accepting our relationship as it is and accepting the other person as they are. Acceptance expressed here recognizes there'll always be a few problems to deal with or work out in any relationship. We accept the relationship for what it is, and from there, accept that we have the choice to then direct the potential fix towards ourselves, if I could word it that way. Remember, we're the ones who feel there's conflict. And when that conflict is resolved, we're also the ones who will notice the biggest changes in the relationship. Why? Because fixing ourselves results in us seeing the conflict differently. Things won't appear to be as conflicting, which is confirmation we applied the right fix. Acceptance is immensely powerful and is an option to fixing any relationship. And if I could add here, acceptance does not mean we have to like any part of it, not at all. We only have to accept what's there and work with it accordingly. You see, we can only work with what we acknowledge is in front of us. And acceptance gives us the grace to then move forward. The second option, we change and adjust. Now, this is not about changing the other person in the relationship, not at all. Does that even work? Consider this. Let's say we have conflict related to how the other person doesn't treat us with kindness. We've talked to them about it and they don't think they're being unkind. If they don't see it within themselves, they innocently won't know what needs to change. It has been my experience trying to change the other person doesn't give us the lasting changes we're looking for in those relationships. That's why it's not about the other person. The changes and adjustments I'm talking about happen within us and within our own awareness. It helps us to see what that is. If we recognize our relationship isn't working, we make adjustments inside of us, which then naturally brings about the desired changes we want in our relationships. That becomes the fix. Now, let me give you an example of what that can look like. My sister has asked her husband many times to close the closet doors when he goes into them. He doesn't. Well, one night she walked into the kitchen and the door was wide open. She was upset. Of course, she ended up crying and went to bed feeling awful about getting to the point where she was that upset. During the night, she continued to be angry and eventually fell asleep. The next morning, her husband went into the bedroom closet, and sure enough, he left the door open again. All she could do at that point was to go inside herself and be with everything she was feeling. Later in the day, I happened to be talking with her. She shared her story, believing that she had issues with the doors being left open. I guided her to focus on what she was feeling about the closet itself. Instantly, she felt a heavy, painful sensation in her lower back. There it was. She knew within herself that she was healing through issues like closet eating and storing things, to name a few. And in no time, the pain was gone. That was her experience. Now I share this story to show you what I mean when I say we make changes and adjustments within us based on our own awareness. My sister was the one who had the issues with the closet doors being left open. And once she resolved that issue, she didn't react like she did before. Resolving her issue didn't mean she had to like the doors being left open, but she sure found her way to be more at peace inside regardless of what continues to happen with the doors. And I'm also going to add this. My sister has been growing in awareness for some time. And after she moved through the emotional unrest, I invited her to consider these words. Her husband got her attention by leaving the closet doors open, not once, but twice, offering her an opportunity to heal something that was so deep inside of her. So I invite you to give that a thought today. Sometimes just becoming aware of what's not working is enough to fix it. And I know myself, I've experienced this time and time again. The third option for fixing our relationships, or let me say, if we can't fix our relationships, leaving may be the fix for us. We walk away knowing we did what we could to try to save it. Sometimes relationships get to this point where moving on is the only option. We fix us and exit or allow that relationship to dissolve. Now, if I could add here, the word leaving doesn't only mean literally walking out the door. The fix can involve investing our time and energy working at leaving our baggage in the past. Maybe altering the things we dislike and leaving the things we like as they are. Leaving old hurts and troublesome arguments to heal instead of continually erupting, causing conflict in relationships. Remember, we're talking about any relationship in our lives. Life presents us with situations to move through. And how we move through isn't as important as it is to literally be moving through them. And I'll give you a personal example of what I mean by that. In 1993, I walked away from my marriage of over 13 years. Leaving was the option I chose at the time. That situation alone has blessed me with learning and growing beyond measure. Around 2002, I was in a relationship and I could feel it wasn't going to last. This time, I chose to make every effort to keep the relationship together, and yet I ended up leaving. What was different? With greater awareness and grace, I arrived at the place where I did what I could to keep it together based on what I knew at the time. I continued to move forward in my life with what I knew was right for me. It wasn't important how I moved through. It was moving through each one of those relationships that presented me with opportunities for growth. They gave me life lessons and experiences that truly helped me be a better person in all of my relationships. Those are the three potential fixes: accept, change and adjust, or exit the relationship. It's important to know there's no judgment here because all three of those fixes are equal in terms of value. What we chose for our relationships, what we choose now for our relationships, depends on our own circumstances, what we've experienced in our lives up to now, and what we want to experience going forward. Depending on our situation, all three options potentially offer us the fix we're looking for, and all three of these fixes are equal in terms of value. That's why I put forward more than one option, more than one approach, because we're all unique individuals finding the right solution to our own unique situations. Is there a right or wrong way to fix or not fix a relationship? Is it ever too late to try fixing it? The answer to both is no. I'd like to share a personal experience I had not too long ago. I was talking with a close friend about a situation I was dealing with at the time. They shared their perspective on that situation, a perspective I found hard to hear. They said, however I was dealing with my situation, it was just like me. When things got hard, I ran. That was difficult to hear. Those words woke up some unrest inside of me, and I couldn't stop thinking about them. I began questioning myself as to how I've dealt with past relationships and wondered, what's the difference between running from them, sitting in them, or staying in them till we get burned, so to speak? Think about that for yourself. Do you run when things get too hard, or do you just sit forever how long in the relationship? Now, the word sitting implies just sitting, coasting along, pointing fingers outside at others, making no effort to look inside, resulting in some kind of burn. Each relationship poses its own circumstances, and there's no right or wrong answer here at all. There is only awareness. For me, what I discovered through my own questioning was an answer I was truly grateful for. The answer was my conscious awareness at the time. The difference between the choices I made 30 years ago to today has to do with my consciousness at the time. 30 years ago, I made the choice to leave my first marriage. At the time, I certainly wasn't consciously aware of what I know. What I knew, let me tell you. Only now am I more aware of what's going on inside in relation to what's happening outside of me. And I share this experience guiding you to recognize the choices that you've made in the past, however long ago and whatever they were, came from a whole different state of consciousness compared to where you are today. All we can do today is make an effort to gain more awareness through each new experience we're having involving any relationship. Experiences are put in our path, offering us opportunities to learn and grow. Learning involves gaining wisdom and knowledge, while growth takes place when we naturally learn through those experiences. The most important learning has to do with what we're learning about ourselves. And if I could add, don't underestimate where our learning and growing comes from. Life experiences with others are our greatest teacher. Regardless of the potential problems, the potential struggle and the conflict that exists in relationships, one thing for certain, we can't fix others. And even though we're not okay with what they are or aren't doing, we can't look to them for the permanent fix we want within ourselves. That fix involves how we end up feeling inside, which has to do with everything happening outside of us. We become aware of our part in fixing ourselves and our part in fixing or not fixing our relationships. And like I said earlier, our relationships have a potential fix. And regardless of what we choose, there'll be an experience involved and we'll always be guided towards what is for our greatest and highest good. Remember, we can fix any relationship inside of ourselves. We can do that through forgiveness and the grace of our divine. We don't need approval from anyone else. We can do it within ourselves. There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. In this show, I focused on talking about things related to fixing or not fixing relationships. Going forward, I'll be talking about my unique approach related to the concept of healing. You'll want to hear about that, yes? Next week's show is focused on healing. If you want to learn more about topics like this one, check out my best-selling book, Relatefully. And if you want to learn more about me and the work I do, go to my website, www.theuniqueapproach.com. I'm Sheila Unique, relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. I do private and group sessions focused on healing and relationships of all kinds. I wish you so much wonderment and joy as you move forward mastering the inner conflict within your whole being.